This is Valerie Van Boeven with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with three or more years of experience in the senior care market share their advice. So let's get to it. In a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
So my name is Ken Accardi. I run a software company called Ancoda, and we make software for basically running non-medical home care agencies. And also, I am a college professor, and I teach the next generation of the best and brightest how to do great things with computers. And that's me in a nutshell.
Well, that's awesome. And you guys have been around for a long time. You want to tell us a little bit more about Ancoda and what you guys do?
Sure. So we started the company in 2014, and we actually started focusing on the Medicaid market. So most of our, I guess there's a very interesting split in the home care industry where a lot of the agencies take care of the wealthy that are being paid with private pay and long-term care insurance. And then there's this whole other group that takes care of the clients who are more the poor, you know, through Medicaid. And it's interesting, I would say that we started on the Medicaid side, and most of our Medicaid customers are 90%+ Medicaid, maybe some VA. And we're actually moving more and more into the private pay and long-term care insurance side, which is very exciting for us. And another thing that we're moving toward is about dealing with adult daycare, because we think that with the shortage of caregivers that we're seeing more of a growth of adult daycare around the country. So those are a few of our specialty areas.
I just interviewed someone who does adult daycare, and we were talking about that. And I said, you know what, I think it's such a, we talk about home care, home health care, assisted living, nursing homes, care homes. We talk about all these things. And the missing piece here is that adult daycare can be an amazing resource, and it's so much less expensive than anything else out there. And it really does a whole lot of good for folks who need more socialization. And some of these adult daycares can really take on some pretty sick people. I mean, they can take on folks that are very not well if you have the right adult daycare. And so it's a really nice resource for families out there.
Exactly. And of course, the battle of 2021 and beyond is the battle for caregivers. And this is a way where instead of sending 100 caregivers to 100 homes, you could have 100 people come to your day center and staff it with 25 people. And as Valerie said, provide excellent services. There's on one extreme, there's something called the PACE programs, which are designed to be an alternative to nursing homes with a much higher quality of life. Another great thing is, of course, the seniors get to have friends at the day centers, and that works out as well. So yeah, I think it is a really important area, and we're seeing more and more of our home care agency customers add adult daycare centers.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea for everybody. All right, well, what is the best thing about serving aging adults?
So this is something I am real passionate about. I actually am now 7 years into my company. I do have a mom who's 84, and she is suffering some short-term memory loss and had some stability issues in the earlier parts of the days of COVID and things like that. So it is really personal to me, but I really think that we are in a fantastic industry, you know, where we can do well by doing good. And I really am happy to be here.
Yeah, I think this is a great place to be. And it's and the last year has taught us a whole lot about how we could do things a little bit better, or what things are working really well and what things are not working really well in some cases. And so we've learned a lot. And I think it's before COVID, after COVID, this is a wonderful industry to participate in. Absolutely. Okay. I would imagine that there are successful leaders, organizations, people who have been mentors in your life, inspirations to you. Who would you like to talk about?
You know, I would really like to give a shout out to a company in our industry that I don't know them personally, but I really benefit from them. And I hope that all your listeners know who they are. And they're called Home Care Pulse. And so Home Care Pulse, the big thing that really benefits me is that they do a benchmarking study of home care agencies. And it's really a great way for you to see what other agencies are doing. You know, what are they charging? How are they recruiting caregivers and lots of things like that. They also have other programs and they also provide excellent internet content. So I'm going to give my shout out to Home Care Pulse because I've really learned a lot from them and their content.
Yes, they do a fantastic job. They've been doing a great job for years and years. And I know it's funny because as a part of our services in my real job, not interviewing people, is just like you have a kind of, you know, two real jobs, is web development. And every year at certain times, we get an influx of support tickets from our clients. Put this badge on my website, put this badge on my website, put this badge on my website. So we know all of our clients who have won those amazing Home Care Pulse Awards, and they get their badges and their press releases. And so we're busy for a good couple of weeks trying to get everybody caught up on their badges and their new 2021s and all the things that, that Home Care Pulse provides. So it is a lot of fun for them. They really do work hard to get that information. And it's good for them on an individual home care agency level, and it's good for all of us as an industry to know what's going on out there. So thanks for mentioning those folks. That's awesome. All right, well, let's talk about online marketing a little bit. Obviously, you provide software as a service, and that is an online marketing, something that you probably have done a lot of in-person networking and marketing for over time at conferences and things like that. But online marketing has become a little bit more important in my mind than maybe we thought about it, how we thought about it in the past. Home care agencies typically love that in-person networking, and I don't think that'll ever go away. It's very important. It's a trust builder. But online marketing took a turn for the better, I think, this year. So what has been your experience?
Yeah, great question. And this might not be appropriate for our meeting today, but is there a way I could share a screen?
Can. Yeah, you should be able to share your screen.
Okay, perfect. I am going to share a screen here, and we'll, and my experience is, again, we're marketing in a different way than a home care agency is, but we definitely do find that everything changes all the time and it's very frustrating. And that's why you need, you know, friends and helpers like Valerie and her company to keep on top of things. But a couple of things I'd say is, one is keep on top of your metrics. So here we see that, you know, in whatever time period we're looking at here, we've got 42,000 site visitors and we're up almost 100% over last year. And that the people who are filling out forms are all, you know, are almost triple from where they are last year and things like that. So one thing I'd say is definitely look at your metrics. And this is, you know, people who come to a page with a form and what forms are performing and so on and so forth. And so, you know, just interestingly, if we go to our website, one thing that we learned that is really working well for us is that Google seems to really like pages with a lot of information.
Yeah.
And so this is a page here that we have, we call it like our Starting a Home Care Agency Ultimate Guide. And instead of just being a short page, it's like literally a chapter book that has, you know, all of these chapters of, you know, why do you want to be in home care and so on and so forth. And as you go, you know, down through this, there's a lot of content. And this is a page that we created last summer, and now it gets over 1,000 views in a month. So that might be an idea. If most of the pages on your site are really short, you might want to think about, you know, going for these longer, what they call long form content pages. And another little trick we've done recently is we've tried to make interactive pages and things like that. So make, you know, make it like a little game, like even on Google, you know, every once in a while they have a little game you could play and you just, you can't help the click. So this is related, I guess, more to the Medicaid side, electronic visit verification. But if somebody wants to come in and say, okay, well, we did, you know, 1,200 visits in the last week, and out of those, you know, 1,127 of them had a good cock in and a cock out. And, you know, do you have some caregivers who are avoiding timesheets? I could say, you know, right here, yes. And then, you know, bam, it's going to say, ooh, your grade is incomplete, right? So you're try to make it fun and interesting. And that's one last idea. And then another idea is that we have tried to follow in the footsteps of Valerie, and we've added a podcast. And now we've had some great guests, and we are lucky that we're even going to have Miss Valerie Van Boeven on our podcast. And so those are a couple of things I wanted to share. And with that, I will try to figure out how to stop sharing my screen.
No, you did a great job. That's awesome. Okay, first of all, I want to say this. I just did, and I know there's no way you could know this, but I just did a live broadcast on Facebook today to our group members, which you're more than welcome to join. I know you need to be in another group, right? But we did this for our Facebook group members. And what I talked about was long form content. And I totally get it that most of our home care agencies, when we develop a website, usually we're looking at an old website or maybe none at all, but usually we're looking at their old website and under companion care or under homemaker services or under private duty home care, they have a whole paragraph. And what I mean by that, I mean, that's all they have. And it's because it's hard if you're not a writer to write all this content. So what I illustrated in that live video, we went through a couple of our more recent websites and I said, you see how long this page is? And do you see how we answered all the frequently asked questions that Google lists on a Google search? People also ask, and we go through and answer those frequently asked questions on this page in unique content, you know, but still answering the same question that everybody else needs to answer about what is companion care? How does Medicare pay for companion care? You know, or whatever the topic is. And so I just went through that and illustrated that the long form content is what gets you not only more visitors, but how to rank better and do a better job. So having said that, not being a writer by trade, being someone who owns and manages a very busy home care agency or a startup, a home care agency, that can be, you know, it's like you're looking at the page going, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do here. So we write it for our clients. And of course they get to look at it and make sure it says everything they would normally say. And most people are like, oh, awesome. Thank you. Because I don't want to write that stuff. So, and having been in the market for 13 years and being a nurse and doing all this stuff, we know what we can say and what we cannot say and what we should say and what we should not say and how to define the terms. And I think when you go to a traditional web developer, which I have nothing against traditional web developers, but if they're a generalist, they're not going to be able to write this content, not without hiring someone who knows how to write it. So I would suggest highly that what you just recommended, and I have no doubt that it works really well for you too, obviously, long form content on pages that matter, that answer the frequently asked questions is really absolutely. And anything you can do interactive is great. But long form content is where it's at. And metrics are important. Sometimes our clients' eyes will glaze over with metrics, but it is important to know, you know, what's going on with your website. So thank you for illustrating that because you're exactly right.
Yeah, for sure. And I do remember one of your articles recently had a great suggestion of where to get some long form content, which is to be sort of the magnet for what's going on for seniors in your community, right? So what's going on at the local area agency on aging or this event or that event, or if there's a speaker at an assisted living. And if you could kind of aggregate onto a page what's going on in your community, then think about all the searches that are going to happen for senior care and how you're really going to bubble to the top, especially in the local search area. And I think that'll really help you out a lot. And that was a great suggestion from Valerie in her weekly email a few weeks back.
Yeah, I do think if you can illustrate upcoming events that are important to seniors, important to families in your community, it doesn't even have to be senior related. If it's a good family event, something that anyone would enjoy, it's really nice to highlight that in your own local, because you're a local business, you should be a resource. And often tell people you don't need resource pages on your website. I get it. Everybody wants to have a resource page, but you become the resource. Stop giving away those links. You become the resource and you talk about those things on your website and people will come to you. So you're right about that. Thank you. All right. Let's talk a little bit about, advice. Okay. So you've been around the block a while. You've talked to startups. People have been in business for a long time. What piece of advice would you give to other senior care providers?
Well, I'm going to put on my hat as a software vendor here and say that the one piece of advice I could give is try to make your software vendor into a partner in your growth and your success. Yes. As we are having more and more customers come over to us, we have almost a mantra internally. They come for the software, but they stay for the people and they love our customer support And they love the fact that we are open to their ideas. And if they have a new feature request that we, you know, we don't say come to our conference next year and lobby for it. You know, we just do it for them and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. So I would say if you don't feel like that's how you're dealing with your software vendor as a partner, you know, that's something to think about. They shouldn't be an adversary. They should be somebody who really helps you grow and succeed, and look for that. And, you know, if we hope that if you're in our market that you'll consider looking at our software, but even if, you know, even if you're not, whoever you are, there's a good chance that that agency will, that company will want to really help you and support you in your growth and goals. So that's my piece of advice. It's probably a little unique compared to other guests on Valerie's program.
Yeah, stay for the people. That's a great mantra. That's a great thing. I mean, you know, customer service is challenging these days. I mean, we all know that, you know, we have to press a thousand little beep, 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 beep when we call to get someone either in support who understands and takes care of the issue or on the phone or whatever is really nice. And it is the people that make that difference. Absolutely. Okay, last question. When you have a win in life or in business, how do you like to celebrate?
Yeah, perfect. So I am gonna, again, wear my CEO hat here. And I, as the CEO, you get to participate in all the wins. And for me, the biggest thing I wanna do is make sure that we share the win. And so first of all, there's a great story about some employee, whether it was one of our customer support people or our customer success manager or project manager or salesperson, or just a funny story. We had a customer who called us on their way to the hospital. They were delivering a baby, but she's like, but I want to get my software in place before, you know, I've heard about nesting before you have a baby, but we literally had somebody, you know, buy our software on their way to delivering a baby, last week. So I think it's, you know, for me, it's all about sharing the stories and, you know, really trying to give credit to your team members. And I think that, think about your caregivers, especially they're in the home with that client. You maybe don't see them that often. And if you can, you know, share the successes of, you know, the great stories about some caregivers and share those stories with your other caregivers, I think it'll show to them, you know what, I'm just not, you know, working here with Mrs. Johnson. I'm working with a company that cares and cares about me. And, you know, they recognized me when I did something well. And I think that'll go a long way. So yeah, for me, it's giving thanks and sharing the good news.
Yep, absolutely. And it's all about the team effort. So thank you for that. Yes. If I tell my folks and I tell everybody, without the folks that work with me, there is no way that all of this would get done every day. So it's really their successes as a whole, and our team as a whole. So yes, absolutely. That's so nice. All right. So I want to thank you for being on the show, for sharing your wisdom with us and sharing your screen, which is awesome, and letting us know more about what you all do there. So what we'll do is we'll put all of your contact information with your video. And if folks would like to get in touch with you, learn more about what you do, learn more about the difference between you and maybe someone else out there, I would love for them to get to know more about you. You guys do a great job and have for a long time.
Well, fantastic. Thanks so much. And bye, everybody.